Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm hoping that this ain't too hard to believe. Cause baby, you're the only one for me. I know it's hard when I'm moving in and out of state. But I promised my heart for you I would save. Just remember that.
No matter how far I go. And no matter how long it takes. And no one or nothing can change. Forever yours, here I stand.
Whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha.
Whoa, ha, ha.
And whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, whoa,
ha.
Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha.
Whoa, ha.
Whoa, ha, whoa, ha, whoa, ha. Whoa, ha, ha, whoa, ha, ha. Easy vibes.
Yeah. Everybody, welcome back to the Blackest Show About Nothing. It's Jaden XD. I am your host, XD, aka in the club, we all fam.
I'm Jade, aka Mary Jane Poppins.
Yes.
Boom.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim, that is me.
That is
I smoke
me,
like a chimney. Three blunts of some weed. Chim chimney, chim chimney,
chim chimchery. I'll cut down your woodland and smoke all your trees. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiru. Give me a joint, but I'll take a blunt too. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chimney. I know that was a freestyle because I don't smoke no joints, nigga.
Oh my.
What's going on?
You know, Mary Poppins is my favorite Disney movie.
This one of mine too. You know, I always pictured her to be black. And
Yeah. You know, and the reason why I never pictured Mary Poppins to be black is because those little Nilla children were witches.
Oh, the children, yes, but
and black women wouldn't stand up for that because they'd be like, ah, 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 this give me my check, true. I'm leaving.
This is also true. However, when Mary Poppins spoke about giving the children a spoonful of sugar, that was really about when your mother used to put whiskey on your gums. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, also, but do you know that she gave them alcohol, though, when she was like, when she gave them the medicine, yes, which I'm assuming was cod liver.
A spoonful she was of like, medicine makes them, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, the medicine go down.
Yeah, he was like, ooh, lime cold cordial. I'm like,
why is it warm lean inside my chest?
Is this lean?
I don't feel so well, Nanny. Yeah, that's like every Halloween. Gosh. When they post all them fucking tweets telling you to watch your kids candy because it may be edibles.
It was like, girl, do you not know how much that shit costs? Bitch, I wish somebody would drop some. Right. Like, you must be high if you drop your shit in different kids' things.
You gotta be an evil katai. First of all, nobody is wasting their fucking money like that.
And even if they did,
when you pick need them.
Listen, one child's edible is the one parent's night off. You understand? So
I'm just saying.
I'm not telling you to drug your kids, but you know, sprinkle a little Benadryl in their cereal. Eat it.
Like, yeah. Mommy, I had some of your magic nerd rope. Ooh. Thanks so much. No, that has not happened to me. Has not happened. I keep.
You know what's wild though? I in all seriousness, I used to watch Weedapedia. It was when Viceland was hot. And they had that cute Indian man hosting that shit about weed and like the politics of weed and all that good stuff. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is magical rope.
Yeah, it's a
Let me tell you about what happened. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about my
lemon wild cherry medicated nerd rope.
Well, I made medicated Kool-Aid yesterday, but pause that.
Wait, what? Okay, so, hold on.
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you what I saw on the thing.
Okay.
So, like, you know, they were talking about, like, the medical cannabis industry, and they were talking about kids and cannabis. And so there's this one little girl who was 3 at the time, and she had some acute form of cancer.
Oh, I remember. Let me tell you something. That little heifer could smoke you niggas down. Baby Khalifa. They told how much she was consuming, and I was like, God damn, nigga.
Mama was taking 3 grams by morning.
It was on the playground, swinging for her life. Wee, nigga! Wee! I'm sorry.
I have a couple level 2s that are like black cherry, blue raspberry.
Yeah.
The kids medicate with hyperpotent marijuana gummy candies.
Mmm, yummy.
They're like, you give what to your kid? You give this to your kid?
And the parents smoke highly concentrated marijuana.
Whee! Oh my God, can you imagine dealing with a high kid on a seesaw?
Oh God.
Gosh. And the other kid's not high. Please stop! I can't!
Ooh, or her on the swings. Oh God.
She starts spinning around that motherfucker at the top, that bar.
Yeah.
Ooh, nigga. Yeah. Ooh.
Oh God. But anywho, so yesterday I got too high.
I'm sorry.
Now, you know, normally I'm a classy broad, so, you know, I keep my proclivities light in things, or whatevs.
Yeah. I forgot I had
so,
pie.
and I forgot coffee.
She was so excited. She's like, oh my God, pie.
I have a whole slice of pie here. I forgot about the
So I had went to that black woman owned dispensary a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Gorilla RX Wellness. It's over down on the Crenshaw. Do your Googles. All the Negro elite, you know, has been come through, yes. You know, there. But they have an array of products. This is me not like, and this is not an ad. This is just, you know, like, hey, go check out these niggas. So when we were there, I got strawberry agua fresca.
Say what now?
Yeah. Strawberry agua fresca.
Yum.
And she's delicious on her own, but she's a little too, like, I don't know. You know how sometimes cannabis products are a little planty, earthy, and not in a good way. So I was like, all right, you know, let me see. So I have Kool-Aid in my house because I feel like as a black person, you have to, just for, you know, posterity purposes.
Sure.
You don't necessarily have to drink it. You just have to have it.
Okay.
It's literally like a nickel.
Yeah, that's for reasons.
I know. But I made Kool-Aid, and I was like, you know, because I didn't want to go out and buy juice to add to it or whatever, because I'm trying to do this. Eat what's in your house. So
yeah, we dare to.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, adulting. So I made the Kool-Aid, and I poured some agua fresca that was medicated. And when I tell you, yeah, I was right there, you know, dead. Like,
I guess some giraffe pussy UFOs.
No, girl, I died.
Spaceships on Bankhead, nigga. You said you just went all the way dead.
I was on ancestral plane.
That's that shit that nigga was talking about. Nigga, I got this new strain. It's called death. Wait, what? I don't want that. I don't want that.
Look, a comedian who's not transphobic. How about that? So, you know, that could be a thing.
Yes, it can. I am eating a slice of whiskey, maple, walnut, and it is phenom.
Hold on. You're eating whiskey, maple, walnut pie?
Yeah.
So is it like a pecan pie?
Yeah, but with walnuts.
Niggas love pecan pie. Or, excuse me, pecan pie.
Yeah, it's like our red velvet, but for pie. Which I don't like red velvet cake.
Yeah, anything, you know, it's got corn, you know, you make that shit with corn syrup. That shit is like, woo.
No, this is like a homemade, good, like, this is my spot. They make a good homemade pies, a buttery homemade.
Oh, I know, I get the emails when you order. And I'd be jealous because I'd be like, damn, I want to go there.
Because they'd be looking good. Oh, you'd be looking at my orders.
I was like, ooh, strawberry rhubarb.
You're like, maple whipped cream. That's what we're into
this week. I made like some like apples, cooked apples on the stove in my cast iron this morning. You know, with a little butter, cardamom, cinnamon, nutmeg.
Yes, did you eat them with some biscuits? Vanilla.
No, although now I have that idea, I'm going to make some biscuits. I just made the apples because I just wanted cooked apples. Like, I was like,
I bought a bag of Honey Crisp so I can make some baked apples, but I wanted it specifically with some biscuits, like I was going to the Barrel of Crackers.
Oh, I should. Oh, my gosh. I could have even, you know, I could have put, like, the biscuits on top and had, like, one of them Karen meals.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
or you could have made you like an apple shortcake. Because let me tell you about my shortcake game. Mm-hmm. I prefer, now I will eat a cake, strawberry shortcake, but I do love a biscuit strawberry mm-hmm. shortcake with mm-hmm. a small scoop of ice cream, some macerated strawberries and some fresh ones, some whipped cream, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. over a fluffy buttermilk buttery biscuit. Mm-hmm. That's the proper strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, that hits you off something proper. Like, mm-hmm. I should have made that. Maybe I can still make biscuits. I still can.
Yeah.
But anywho, today, you know, as always, you can find us here every week. Again, tell a friend that we are everywhere. I know some of you are just discovering, you know, that we're not just on Spotify anymore. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, keep telling people,
yeah.
Hey, these niggas aren't just Spotify exclusive anymore. They're everywhere, you know.
Boom.
And that means you have a whole year of content to catch up on.
It's incredible.
And you can always subscribe to us on Patreon, the $7 holla.
Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. Okay? $7? What the fuck, man? This isn't enough. What are you, 6 years old?
It's all I have. It's all I have.
Where we have, you know, TV recaps and in between more inane and fucked up conversation like we mm-hmm. have on the main show.
Mm-hmm. But worse.
Oh, but worse.
Yeah.
And also subscribe to our YouTube channel where we do 90 Day Fiancé recaps. I posted the unfiltered version last time, and apparently it did really well. So,
wait, what you mean you posted the unfiltered version?
Oh, I cut out the parts that needed to be cut out. But, I mean, I didn't do a much of an edit.
Oh, okay.
So, it was, you know, okay. I cut out, like, the super inappropriate parts. But, like, I blurred you smoking.
Oh, for YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody was like, what's going on with Jay? And I was like, well, she was smoking. She forgot she was on camera.
I tend to do that. I try to be mindful with our getting grown guests, but then sometimes I just forget. I told you when we had all the PhDs, I was like, well, hey, y'all, I'm about to light up this blunt. Welcome to this show. Yeah. It's my home.
Right.
I'm making some navy beans this week. That's what I'm going to make.
Ooh, that is... Speaking of black shit, the blackest shit you've ever heard, I'm going to put some beans on. How was your week?
Responsible.
Okay.
It's been good. It's been good. I've been, you know... getting things together. I was filming the first video for the season 2, Jaden La Casa, for the new Getting Grown Patreon. We made candles. I showed niggas how I make candles. Not a candle maker by any means. I just make my own candles. So I showed niggas what I do. That has worked for me thus far, and I think that it will be fun, and we're going to do a lot of fun projects like that. It's been a lot of, you know, just getting stuff together for Patreon and planning out recipes and recording, and I realize I be doing a lot of mom stuff. I got an alarm set right now so I can pop these bagel bites in the oven before Noah goes to dance, which gets over. It's been a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? Prepping. I go to school and I gotta go to school in a month and a half. So when
that's
that starts,
exciting.
Yeah, I'm finally getting excited about it like I wasn't at first. I was, but I was also probably more fearful than anything. But now it's like, okay, all right, I'm ready now. I just needed to get over that little.
Why were you afraid? Why were you scared?
You know, because I'm going to be an old bitch back at school. And if I can be really honest.
Mm-hmm. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Paying for a 5-day commitment just seems like a whole scam to me. It's just some bullshit. But It's not. I need to do this. And so, but it's just when I thought about the fact that I was obligated to be somewhere 5 full days a week, I was like, I hate an obligation. I do. I hate it.
So that was
my week. I saw the endings of my first ball.
What do you mean?
There was a ball in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go. I had a meeting in the city. And then I was like, all right, well, I'm getting ready to head back home. And they were like, well, on the way, you want to stop at this ball? And I was like, no, because I don't do stuff inside. But I was like, very intrigued also. And it was an early ball. That was another reason. Like, the hours of the ball were like really fascinating to me.
It must have been for charity.
Perhaps. It was like 6-1. And so. Oh, yeah,
okay. That was for charity.
I was like, those are odd hours for a ball. Balls usually don't start till minimum 1 o'clock. But, you know, whatever. So I'll slide through on the way home. So I, you know, triple masked. I triple masked just to go look for 10 minutes, you know. And I went and I, you know, I think I came in on the. On the what did they call it? What did they call the category? I don't want to call it what they called it because I don't.
Did they say FQ runway?
No, FQ realness. No, it was like it was the boy trans runway. Is when I walked
realness.
In. Yeah.
Okay.
But I, you know, I don't know. I just, you know.
Yeah, realness. I have something funny to say about balls. So, like, we was over at, because, you know, Swade moved up. You were up there. Mm-hmm. So, if y'all know, Swade and I have been best friends for almost 20 years. And so now she live above me in my building. So, we're over there, and we're watching, now they got new ballroom channels that they film shit in 4K. It's not just ballroom classics anymore, where it's all grainy and filmed on an Android phone. The gays done, you know, upgraded.
I know, but isn't that part of the aesthetic?
Yeah, I know. It's like a pasta video, but for gays.
Right. So, I'm like, who wants to see a 4K pasta?
Right. So, we were, damn, I forgot my point.
Sorry.
For this whole thing.
Boy trans.
Oh, category. Yes, I do remember. Yeah. I remember now. Right. So, we're watching the videos. I'm like, and so all of a sudden, like, realness comes up. So it's like, or like sex iron or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, realness is such a weird category because it was like, girl, like, all y'all suck a dick at the end of the day. Like, ain't nothing like real. I was like, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, not at the, you know what I mean? Maybe not the boy trans category. They're not.
My point is this. We is all sissies. We are all under the rainbow. Ain't nobody real.
Oh, unless, yeah. No, know, there's guess. No real. There's yeah. No real.
We're supposed to redefine realness. That's what Janet Mock told us to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anywho, so your week was filled with adulting.
Yes, it was filled with adulting. Oh, yeah, so I saw the ball for 10 minutes.
I got stabbed in the hand by somebody's costume who was stomping through.
Oh.
I really spent my time outside smoking. Because it was the end and COVID. So I spent the majority of my time outside, just looking at people. I like to people watch. I enjoy it. And they were people watching me because I looked like Lisa Bonet at the ball. I definitely had on some Doc Martens, a dress, an Anthropology throw. And they were like, "Now who the fuck?" And three masks. And they're like, "Do you want something to drink?" Everything was.
You were the LaCroix Moon of the evening.
Oh, I was definitely very much. I definitely it was very flowy through the ball. But it was fun.
You should have walked a category.
I thought about it, but they didn't call anything that would have called me. So I.
Okay.
Had they been up there, been like Crunchy Realness, I would have been like, "Yes, flow me through, bitch." Okay, and I need you to give me real commentary. If you don't, I'm gonna give myself commentary. Look at her. She's flowing through the redwoods. Stomp through the redwoods, royalty.
Some trails where you could hike through an old-growth redwood forest and you really feel the history of what these 2,000-year-old trees represent. But then, as you hike along, you can hike down to the ocean.
Yo, hire me for a ball, nigga. Let me enunciate. Or what's the word? Let me be the...
commentate.
Yeah, let me be the pray tell.
Yeah.
Enunciate that.
Well, you know, they're different now. You know, balls, you got to get into a chant. You got to work on your chants now.
See, and that was another thing. He wasn't giving me what I needed as the announcer.
Oh.
Everybody was drowning them out.
Oh.
I was like, it's time to smoke.
They didn't have no sound. They have no sound system.
There was a sound system. I think it was a string of talk boys. Strung together. Like pearls.
The problem is I pictured like 12 talk boys on folding chairs in like a warehouse at Bushwick.
To create a dynamic sound.
With all Maxwell tapes inside.
It was actually at the Freemason joint in Fort Greene.
Oh, yeah, it was for charity. So... Well, I hope they raised whatever funds that they needed.
Woo! I hope so too. You know, I paid my dues.
Ooh, this show is awful. Anyway, let's take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hit it, cloud.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Does your sister take vitamins?
I think so.
Okay, all right. So you know I always help you pick her gifts. So let me put you on. Have you heard a ritual?
That voodoo stuff you do?
Not that ritual. My daily ritual. It's the best multivitamin that I've used. Okay, so Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was... Essentially, they did all this research, exhaustive research, to figure out what the nutrient gaps were for the diets of women ages 18 plus. And so they took all that and formulated it with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. You know how I feel about my blueberries.
True. true. I mean, that sounds cute. Can I get some for my mama too?
Yep, you sure can. There's a formula specifically for women 50 plus, and you can tell her I love them because they have a mint essence and they don't upset my stomach because of the delayed release capsules.
Because she's always talking about how vitamins don't agree with her.
Now she won't have any excuses. And you know your mother trusts me. So right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/jadeandxd and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/jadeandxd.
And we're black. Guess who's black in the house? I'm sorry. Have you heard RuPaul's new song?
No.
Blame it on the edit?
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, I think you should play it right now.
Okay, hold on.
She won't up, blame it on the edit. Blame it on the edit. She won't up, blame it on the edit. You the one who said it. Edit. Don't take the credit, bitch. You the one who said it, bitch. How you gonna regret it? Blame it on the edit. Blame it on the edit.
Okay, not her making a shady song about her daughters.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, kitty nigga, no. She pulled the trigger.
Okay. Okay. Woo!
Yeah.
Walk up on TV, BLAME.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, she said, y'all keep coming back with this motherfucking redemption. Keep my motherfucking name out your mouth, mm-hmm. Bitch. Stand in your bitchiness.
Okay, Tamisha Iman ain't the only one coming for you.
Woo, shit. Not her with this with this trap bop, though.
Listen, it goes off.
It does, actually.
Like, most RuPaul songs go off. I keep telling niggas, like, it's...
Like, okay, so BEETEE dubs.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching UK.
Uh huh.
God damn it.
I mean,
why is Victoria?
How far did you get?
I'm almost to episode 3. I'm almost caught up.
Oh, well, I was about to say, well, girl, I mean.
I know.
She not gonna be there anymore. So like,
oh, she not?
Oh well, I ruined it for you. I'm sorry.
I don't. You know, I don't care about.
Oh yeah, they Eureka'd her. They sent her home.
Oh, cause her knee.
Yeah. So that's what Slade was saying. Like, girl, there was so much controversy, and it was just like, girl, she only make it 3 episodes. So like, what's the point?
Well, she's gonna come back. Rue's gonna bring her back.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she's good.
Because she's good.
That motherfucking scones on a platter. I was like, bitch, okay. <Right. laughs> You ain't had to do that. And then, you know, this small white woman in me came out and it was like, what if I did my drag again? What if I did girl drag and not boy drag?
Listen, Victoria Scone did drag, and it was great.
No, I ain't doing that. I'll just cheer from the sidelines.
Yeah.
I'll do drag at home for you all on Patreon.
By the time you guys listen to this, we have done a live on Patreon where we watch Jailbirds together.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want more of that, come on to Patreon. That's where we have our good times. But today, we're talking about some of the blackest things you have ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot because we're black and that's all we've ever heard. Ha 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 ha. So.
Yeah.
What's some of the blackest things you've ever heard?
One
of my best friends, shout out to Erica. She is, her and her sister are two of my closest friends, actually. And they are also, shout out to them, they are the only black female developers, real estate developers in Oklahoma. And they are, their company is like one of the top developers companies, like that people seek for residential and commercial. I was like, yeah, you bitches better kill it in Oklahoma. But she was telling me that somebody she knows is very close to her was eating chicken wings in their car, in their truck, in their work truck. And he would throw the bones out the sunroof of the truck. So he goes finally one day to go get the truck washed. And the nigga who was washing the truck was like, bro, what the fuck do you be doing? Because all the bones got caught on the part of the sunroof.
Oh, no.
When you throw them out. So it was just a bevy of chicken bones on the roof of his car.
That's so nasty.
It's so black. Like, yeah. Nigga, you're not eating a sandwich on the road. You're not eating, nigga, you are eating chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
And throwing them out the sunroof. And they wasn't landing, they wasn't going outside like he thought they was going. They was getting caught in the little lip of the sunroof. And so it was literally like 100 chicken bones on the roof of his car.
Let me tell you something. When I lived in Brooklyn, I used to live around the corner from that Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
There would be, it'd be like, are y'all trying to grow chicken? Like, it would be nothing but niggas leaving bones out in front of the thing. And it's like, you see them just eating chicken.
Chicken bone, now it's out. Chicken bone, now it's out. Chicken bone, now it's out. Now it's out. Now it's out. Chicken bone, now it's out. Chicken bone.
It was some bomb ass chicken. I would tell y'all in Brooklyn where it is, but y'all don't need to know that.
No.
But let's just know it's on the block in a song. So
Nothing is sadder though when I'm walking down the street and somebody dropped a whole roti. Or
oh my god. Oh my god. Because first of all, roti is hard to motherfucking get because I know you had to wake up at a certain time.
You know you did,
sure,
and you had to wait on a long line. And yeah, it was a good roti anyway.
Yes.
Or like when I was walking down Sunset the last time I was there and somebody dropped a whole block of Velveeta cheese.
Well, you did. They did themselves a favor.
They did. But it was definitely like just an entire block of Velveeta cheese on the sidewalk.
Damn. Damn, ain't no Rotel tonight.
That's what I said. I said, oh, somebody was supposed to bring the Rotel. They asked out now.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't
think they was using it to make.
Yeah, bread. It was. Yeah.
Dare we not say it?
No. It was a lot.
Actually,
activity.
You know what? That is a very black thing where like people go get like black celebrity cookbooks. And then trash it the whole time. Because my grandmother got Patty's. I told you, got Patty's cookbook and trashed it. She was like, she uses Velveeta.
Oh, wait, yes. Because one of my homegirls was like, she tasted the Patty pie. She goes, mm-mm, too much nutmeg.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. That's why I wish.
Or like when.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Crystal and Fran were sitting and Kia were sitting around watching Aisha Curry's cooking show.
She has a what?
Yeah, she does. She had a Caribbean episode, because what I did not know is that Aisha Curry is half Jamaican. Or Jamaican. Both her parents Jamaican, or just one of them. Anyway, she's Jamaican. And was doing a very... I'm Jamaican, but I got a white mama, even though I don't, Caribbean dish. And then she says in the episode, "Everything I read." Go ahead, look up a clip of Aisha Curry's cooking show. I want to see your actual real life reaction.
What's it called? Grandma. Grandma. Do you think that my Akiam saltfish and fried dumpling looks good? Aisha here, same pajamas, same day.
I have had enough. I don't even need to get to that, because let me tell you something. Add her to the list.
She did a cookout episode, nigga, but it wasn't no cookout.
What do you mean?
There was no grill. There was no grill in sight. Like
so it was a cook-in?
It was like it was like, we're going to have barbecue sandwiches for lunch and like some cookout-esque things. But it ain't no cookout, though. But the family came over and she called it a cookout or a barbecue or whatever the fuck.
So she had family over for dinner.
She had family over for heavy lunch. Supper. Mm-hmm. It was like a bridge party menu.
Oh God. My mother used to go to card parties a lot. Mm-hmm. And so of course I would go, because you know, who was supposed to watch me? My father. Exactly. LOL.
Oh my God. So,
so of course I went. And when I tell you, it was like a weekly thing, and it was almost like out of wedlock baby shower food every week. It was fabulous.
Yeah. It'd be rib tips, you know, heavy bites at the card party.
Heavy. It was like heavy tapas. Like heavy.
Yeah. And there's always a random barbecue item in there.
Yeah.
at the card party.
Either a wing or a meatball.
Uh-huh. Unless niggas are actually grilling. That's what goes on at the card parties. Because I prefer actual grilled meats.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't always do that, depending upon the weather.
Yeah, this is also true. I know.
So you gotta sometimes you, if it's a real black event, you cook in ribs in the oven.
This is true. Or like you said, you make meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Baby shower punch, deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I want to make me some baby shower food.
Yeah, me too. That's also... black thing.
Oh, I think I'm gonna do that on Patreon. Let's make some baby shower food, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, some wings, some meatballs, some deviled eggs.
Yeah. A lot of the blackest things I've heard came from like my grandmother's church stories. So like, she told me about this one time this lady went up to the preacher and like slapped him.
Oh. Oh, I know. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What happened, nigga?
Apparently, she didn't think that, she thought he was sub-preaching her, if you get what I mean.
Oh!
So... And I don't remember if he was or not, but of course that doesn't, you know, constitute you to slap somebody right after service. But she did it right in front of everybody.
A lady or your grandmother?
Yeah. No, a lady. My grandmother wouldn't do such a thing. She would curse somebody out, though, and fight if need be.
Okay.
But she also would be like, girl, I'm not fighting in the church. I'm not trying to go to hell.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but a lot of it was, oh, I could tell my vacation Bible school stories here.
Oh, yes, so, please. Yes, I love a vacation Bible school story. I never had one.
Okay, so I went to vacation Bible school for several summers.
Wow.
It's 2 weeks of Jesus, and when you get in a certain age, it's 2 weeks of hide and go get it.
Yeah, and it's not like a conversion Christian Bible camp, right?
No, okay. It's not. VBS is literally like a program at every church if you sign
okay.
up for it.
Okay, all right.
And it's like you get little like workbooks and stuff, and at the end you have a party.
Okay.
And
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. All right.
So like for kids, you know, it's a real you know, like VeggieTales type things and stuff like that. And
okay.
As you get older, it's like the youth ministers and stuff, you know, they step in and try to talk to you about, you know,
sex.
They try to relate. Yes, mm-hmm. But in like, you know, Jesus's name.
Oh, okay. Like Jesus didn't like heavy petting like that.
Well, no. I mean, it depends on what type of church you go to. My church, like my grandmother's church was kind of like, you know, there wasn't really the sex part. It was just like, you know, make sure, you know, just follow the path and the light of the Lord kind of thing.
Got it. Okay. Okay. All right. That's really not so bad.
Which only really meant the pull-out method doesn't always work.
So yeah. Can't like fuck around with that thing. Just the tip, niggas.
Yeah, exactly. That is a lie that the white man sold
you. Let me tell
you
something.
So,
which is surprising since they want to sterilize us, but that's another conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, one year, my grandmother decided she wanted to work vacation Bible school. Now, my grandmother is one of those people who be like, you know, are you cooking dinner? I'm retired. So, like, she's, no. So, I'm so surprised that she wanted to do something. But she also is one of them, like, you know, she didn't have a bar to go to. So, you know, church was her cheers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn.
So, she helped. She had a really good friend named Sister Jean,
mm-hmm.
Who's still with us, by the way.
Hmm.
And she is a real nigga for real.
Yeah.
So,
her name is Sister Jean, so.
Yeah. So my grandmother and Sister Jean decided that if they were going to teach vacation Bible school, they wasn't going to do nobody's, they wasn't going to do nobody's youth or adult. They're going to do the little children because they don't have time for, you know, teenagers and they smart ass mouths, which valid.
Oof. Validation.
Because my grandmother was like 65 and she was like, oh, fuck all that.
Yeah.
So, we had like the little preschoolers, kindergartners, because I happened to just work with my grandmother at the time. Because I was like, I'm not doing like regular. I was older by this point.
Uh-huh.
So one day there was a little girl and she was, you know, active, but she wasn't bad. She was cute, but you can tell like there was lack of discipline in the home.
Yeah.
So my grandmother's number one rule and forever will be, I am not babysitting anybody that's not potty trained.
That's real.
Right. She's like, I don't do that. So this little girl, for whatever reason, was like playing or whatever. And all of a sudden, she like runs away from this area. And like all the kids who are playing with her run away from the area too. So, little mama had an accident.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if, like, her intestines exploded or whatever. I didn't know, like, kids could, like, shit that much.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Oh, nigga. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so the blackest part of this was that my grandmother saw it, and she told me, get my purse. And we went home. My grandmother quit vacation Bible school. She quit vacation Bible school because she refused
food.
To clean up. She said, hell no.
Mood. Mood. Yeah. That's why my mother, never chaperoned anything. Never. Outside of like my personal house parties, if it was something that involved other niggas' kids outside, school functions and shit, hell no. My parents was not doing that. We got things to do. We are busy. But my mother will give you the meanest lunch on this side of whatever. But she ain't coming on your field trip. She's just not doing it. She's just not.
Yeah.
Black people also have a habit of saying shit that don't make no sense. But then it like makes sense at the same time. Very oxy. Mm-hmm. So the other day I think we were on our way to Crystal's house. And Fran was like, I had a Mexican Coke today. And her partner was like, he saw her drinking it. He was like, oh, you think you grow with that dark soda? She was like, I thought I was grown. And then we started laughing. So we had a whole conversation about how black people say stuff that don't make sense because her partner's mother would always say, you can't have no dark soda. That's for grown folks.
Yeah.
So anytime, so even as a grown, he's like, nigga, I just always think of dark soda for grown folks. Like, it's too, I like, you think you grown because you drinking Coke.
That's like when black folks always say, I don't drink dark soda, I only drink clear soda. Yeah. Like, girl, it is all.
Girl, it's all trash. It's all trash. Bitch, you better drink this Mexican Coke alongside me and shut
okay.
up.
Okay.
It's delicious.
For a cotton picket minute.
Or as my grandmother says, who is she so country? My grandmother be like, let me get a swallow.
Yeah, let me get a swallow.
Let me get a swallow. And I don't like drinking after people, so I'd be like, no, grandma. Yeah. Or you can have it.
Yeah, here.
You can have it.
You got cooties.
My grandma got COVID.
Oh, my God.
I know. There was an outbreak at her rehab center.
It's because these people ain't being right with the vaccinations.
Chow.
And these governments are covering, these state governments are covering that shit up.
There was a whole outbreak at her rehab center and she got COVID along with a whole, they can't get no deliveries, they can't get nothing because it's an outbreak.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm like, thank God she was vaccinated because otherwise, it might not have been good. Because she had to go to the hospital.
Right. Oh, my God.
I know. Thank God she's getting better. But yes, yeah. Child, when you say cooties, well, it just...
Let's take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. 8 o'clock.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
This ain't the blackest black.
Well, Roy, why would you say that?
Well, first off, look at what they named it. If you had a black and you knew it was the blackest of all the blacks, you wouldn't just call it the blackest black. You'd give it a cool name, like a cool black name, like T'Challa or Roy. Every other color gets its own name. Mahogany isn't called super red. Navy isn't called dark ass blue. You wouldn't call emerald greener than a mother.
And we're black, talking about the blackest shit we've heard.
Speaking of shit that don't make no sense, Did I ever tell you about the time I went to church with my grandmother? And one of the ladies was like, you don't have no stockings on, you're going to catch a cold in your legs. And they got mad and tried to get me in trouble because I told her that didn't make no damn sense.
Because it don't.
I said, who starts with a cold in their legs? Toe. I was like, you just be saying stuff. I'm going to tell your grandmother. Tell her.
Right.
Tell her. I don't care.
And she gonna tell you the same thing. They don't make no damn sense. They
don't make no damn sense. Don't nobody get no cold in their legs. What are you even talking? Old black people just be saying stuff.
Listen, and you know, I know it is important, but my grandmother would like set fire to the rain if you left the house without a hat on.
Oh, like, yes.
Where is your cap?
Without a hat and without your chest covered.
Yes. Just where is your cap?
Did your mother use... Like, well, oh, you were in California. I was like, did your mother slather your face with Vaseline?
Yes, when it was really, really cold. Because remember, Northern California gets colder.
That's right.
Than
it
here.
Does.
But yeah, it would be... I would go to school greasy.
Let me tell you something. And when them fucking... they were not retros then. Is when they first came out. Was it the 11s? Let me... With the patent leather? I think it's the 11s. Hold on.
Well, you know I don't speak...
I know. I don't speak Jordan. Yes, the 11s. So when the 11s originally came out, because they came out originally in black and white, and then I want to say... Did the black and red ones come out right after that? And then the white and blue ones. But the Carolinas. But... So I had the black and red ones... And the black and white ones. And I would go to school, and then we would sometimes have to sit, you know, when we would do like the circles on the floor or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to sit crisscross, and then your legs would be super greasy from the Vaseline, and it was always these splotchy Vaseline products on my patent leather.
Yeah.
I think it's so bad. When she'd be like, put more on your legs. I'm like, no, it messes up my sneakers.
No, my mother used to make me, if it was Vaseline, it'd be that damn Hot 6 magic oil that black people used to use in 92 where you put it in your braids, your body, your bath, your shower, you know, your coffee, you know, I don't know, your beef broiling yon, I don't know. But you put it in every fucking
your
thing.
Your french fries.
And yeah, and I still smell it to this day. I smell it. And I used to be... You know, it would be warm in California, and then all of a sudden it would be cold for whatever reason. So it would be hot, you run in, then you sit on the like the little mat for sitting crisscross applesauce, and all of a sudden you have this little oil stain from the Hot 6 Magic Oil.
On your fucking shoes.
All right, and then go home, and be like, why are your clothes so oily? Because you put me in this grease.
Did we use Hot 6 Magic? Maybe for a deep condition. But on a daily, we either use Dudley's or TCB. My mother would get a hard brush and run it under the water and put some grease and then do whatever with your hair. Slick it by bun, a ponytail, some pigtail, whatever she was doing. But it was always some Dudley's or some TCB.
Well, I am of the Blue Magic diaspora.
My friend Keisha's household was a Blue Magic household.
Yeah, it was very... Or the green diamond.
Oh, yes.
It was the green grease.
No, we were a loyal TCB family. Loyal TCB. Then I got into a little Mane and Tell. And, of course, a smidge of pink lotion for the smell.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you got older, Motions dropped.
Motions! Okay, you got classy. Hey, you want some of these Mazzani the products?
Okay. Motions changed the game with that moisturizer.
I stopped going to the Dominicans and I was going to the Black Salon. I was like, nigga, they use Mazzani, okay? They are classy. It was Mazzani and a
black woman hair.
It was Mazzani and a what's it called? A Marcel Iron, honey. Mazzani and a Marcel Iron.
The people
and
that make that Wave Nouveau gel.
Yes, yes. Mazzani was the
which
good
is
stuff.
Also a black thing. Wave Nouveau.
Oh, and I also knew they was classy when they used the Paul Mitchell products because you know Paul Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they got tea tree shampoo and my head be tingling. It's nice. It's real nice in there.
It's real classy.
It's real classy. My classy. They still make Maine and Tell?
You know. They do, because I went to Walgreens the other day because I had to go buy some shampoo, and they have Mane and Tail right in the, for whatever reason, in the ethnic aisle, but it's there. And I'm like, this is horse shampoo.
Conceived by nature. Protein-packed, amino-rich hair care products from the makers of Mane and Tail. For hair that's shinier, silkier, fuller looking.
The ethnic aisle always has like a big wall of bonnets.
Well, not my Walgreens. It's just like a little like area, and it's, you know, it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of Cantu, a lot of you know, TCB, PCJ, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Red Hot Mary.
Perm, you know, like, instead of like blackest things that you heard, there's also super black smells. And like, black hair salon is a specific
smell. That's a very, very specific scent. Very specific scent.
Like, you smell it right now. Everybody's just like, ooh, that takes me back.
I love the smell of the nail shop. And even though that's not black, something about it is just very nostalgic. I love the smell of a nail shop.
Every Waffle House smells the same that I've been to.
Yes, absolutely.
Across the belt, Waffle House has a distinct smell. So does Cracker Barrel.
That smells like that smells like nooses.
Racism. Yeah.
It's like cedar and nooses.
Yeah.
This is so good.
It gives a nice after dinner piquancy that no other restaurant can provide.
It's like an aperitif of pancakes.
With a side of sassafras.
And prejudice. Nigga, we went to this Cracker Barrel in Mississippi. Because, you know, my grandfather was a road trip man. As was everybody's. With the Atlas.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was a real traveler.
He was a real road trip man. So we were, going to Ohio. I don't know where we were. But we ended up in Mississippi somewhere and had to go to a Cracker Barrel. We had to leave. Oh, no. I was very young, but I don't remember all that entailed. But I do remember my grandfather being like, it is time for us to go. And he had one of them deep Melvin voices.
Oh.
And his nickname was Punjab. And it was just time to go. So when Punjab said it's time to go, it's time to go. Punjab was from Alabama, so Punjab, you got to listen to Punjab. Yes,
that makes sense. That's like, I have more black stories, but this one, when I was working in a transitional home, you all know my social work journey, so we had to buy presents for the residents who lived in the community. And so my favorite was, I won't mention his name, let's call him Jimmy. So Jimmy lived on the train for 25 years, but he also was like a real happening black guy. He liked to dress clean or whatever. He was real fly, but, you know, he wasn't homeless, but formerly homeless. He was real fly, whatever. So but he was kind of adorable because he was short and older, and he would panhandle because he'd be like, you know, I go in and panhandle over here because these white folks be feeling guilty during the holiday season. So he used to, and it's sure you've seen him, he used to panhandle right on the FDR before you get on the FDR. So we eventually got a white coworker and who did shopping for us, and she was like, hey, so she decided to give Jimmy, I forget what we got him. I think it was like a sweater or something that I knew he would like, because he's one of my favorites. So, But I didn't like package anything because, you know, I'm like rapping, you know, whatever. Y'all can do it. So the coworker decided to put the gifts, put Jimmy's gift in a gift bag that had a white Santa Claus on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the wrong thing to do.
To a nigga named Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy came in. Now, mind you, he was panhandling all Christmas Day. Mind you, this happened. He got the gift on Christmas because I had to work on Christmas. Mm-hmm. So he came in. He's panhandling because, again, you know, white people feel guilty on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes in and the coworker gives him the gift. You know, hey, Jimmy, you know, Merry Christmas. So he's like jovial, happy mood. All of a sudden, he gets the bag. He's like, thank you, thank you. And his face turns, and he was like, why the fuck you put some honky-ass Santa on my damn bag? And threw it at her.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Because he don't believe that white people give things for free. So, therefore, he don't believe that Santa... He don't... Like, he just... Well, he also had, like, a thing against white people.
Clearly, he nigga. He didn't want white Santa on his bag.
Yeah.
Man, what you
he move. Was just like, ain't no white Santa. Ain't, you know, he went on a whole entire rant. And that's why, you know, you should always err on the side of caution and just get a brown Santa for whoever it is.
Yeah. Or just get some snowflakes, nigga. That's always safe. Or that brown paper.
Yeah. And I told her, I said... I know this person. Mind you, the person that my coworker at the time didn't really work with. They used to work together, but they had to stop working together because of the fact that there was a cultural difference, which is huge, which is big in social work that a lot of folks will talk about, which is why we need a lot more black and brown social workers out there. Because, I mean, think about it. I've been homeless for 25 years on a train. I finally get a place, and all of a sudden, this white person I'm supposed to trust to help me to get where I need
absolutely.
To go.
No, absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Santa Claus is a black man.
I fully 100% get it. It's like a white therapist. Not saying it can't work, but...
Yeah, there's the cultural understanding there. So,
yeah, there's a lived experience very much like, that's different.
Yeah, but black, no white Santa Claus. White Santa Claus.
My grandfather used to have we had a family friend who's been around for years. And it's because my grandfather... hired him years ago to just do all his odd stuff, you know what I'm saying? His name was Dink. And you can imagine,
of course it was,
the demeanor of a nigga named Dink. Very pleasant, but you don't want to...
Mm-hmm.
A nigga named Dink is always going to be loyal to you for the rest of your
absolutely.
Life. For the rest of your days, Dink is going to be loyal to you and your family. He's going to look out for y'all. And that's
it.
There's
no name is like Percy or something.
You know, it
like
probably Mary is. And, yeah, prayerful. I don't know. But a nigga named
Carlos.
Dink. Because that's right there. Those. The blacks with the Latin names. Because I told you I knew a nigga named Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always a Ricardo.
Mm-hmm. There's other Ricardo. There's the Miguel.
There's always a Miguel.
There's also and blacks love Italian names too, but they added like they niggify it and made like their kid's name is like Tremario or something. Or
Ramoni.
Yeah. Or if you're a woman of a particular age, your name is not Rachel, it's Raquel.
Yeah.
Everybody with the Q-U-E. Know Raquel. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. She was born before 1974. Okay. I can tell you that much.
That's like every black lady you meet named Belinda. You know she's from a certain era.
Yeah.
That's my auntie's name.
She's from a certain era, and they're all from Dayton, Ohio.
Or Cleveland.
Yeah. Ohio. Yeah. All black Belindas are from Ohio. Yeah.
My aunt lives in Cleveland.
See? And the last Belinda I knew was from Ohio, too. She lives in Dayton.
Love an older black lady, too, because they just... Did I ever tell you the story of my auntie Belinda and Denzel Washington?
No.
Okay, no Ellen Pompeo over here, so everybody calm down. Okay. Yeah. Everybody calm down. So my aunt lives very close to the house that Antoine Fisher grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine Fisher, right?
Sure.
Walker's the basketball player. Dotson is the nigga in the do-rag. Okay, yes. Okay, so Antoine Fisher. Because he grew up in Cleveland. And so she lives very close to that house. So this is before Antoine Fisher is filmed. And she's outside and she sees Denzel Washington on a porch in Cleveland, Ohio. So she goes to the porch and she's like, "What you doing over here?" And I was like, and my auntie is very black. She goes to the hairdresser every Thursday. She gets her hairstyle that is kept up with a tight scarf all week until it's time for the next hair appointment. So that may be a finger roll with a finger wave. That may be it may be many things. But I love her. She's a very black lady and a very pleasant woman. So she goes, "Well, what you doing over here? How you doing? I'm Belinda."
Yeah, Ohio.
He's like, "I'm just looking around, you know, just checking some things out for, you know, you who grew up here." And oh yeah, my good girlfriend such and such lives here. And she's like, "Auntie, right?" Because my aunt's been living in this house for my whole life, my cousin's whole life. They all older than me. So she's like, "Oh, my girlfriend lives here. You should have a conversation with her." He's like, "I did. I talked to her, you know, blah blah blah." They haven't conversated. They sit on the porch for 45 minutes. So we're like, "Auntie, like, what was that like?" She goes, "It was just so pleasant. Denzel Washington poured me water." I said, "What?" She's like, "He had a pitcher of water. He poured me water." And we sat there. We chatted for about 45 minutes. And then I went back home. And I was like, "Y'all, I love an old black lady because they will run up on anybody and don't care." And anybody who has been raised right by or around black women is just going to engage, and then they're all going to go on about their day.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasant experience.
Black women, yes. Older black women, even as cantankerous as they can be, it's still all with love.
I told you when this nigga tried to rob me and my grandma, that was two black women. And essentially, he just got told no. The power of an older black woman.
Yeah. Power of black women.
He walked up on us. He was like, "Your money." And we didn't even realize what was going on. We were like, "What? Your money." He said it a few times. And we were like, "Oh, shit." And my grandma goes, no. I had to take on the spirit of my grandma. She's like, "No." And I was like, "Fuck out of here, nigga." And I'm so serious. I think I was like 16. This nigga walked right up on. We were sitting in the car. The window was cracked. And he really was, "Your money." And she was like, "Oh, no. Uh-uh. We're not doing that today." I love how an older black woman decides what's not happening on that day. This can go down or this could not. And today I choose for it not to. 86, nigga. Get out of here. She's like, no. "You're going to have to go on somewhere else." I'm like, "Okay." Sure. Grandma said we ain't doing this today, so I'm with the shits.
Right. Oh, boy. That's today's episode, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because a black woman said it's done.
Yes, exactly. Me.
We're not doing this no more today.
Again, you can listen to us anywhere and everywhere. Subscribe to Patreon. Subscribe to Jaden XC's Patreon. Getting Grow's Patreon. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just tell everybody that we doing really cool shit.
I got one more black thing to leave you with. I actually felt really happy. I tweeted maybe last week before. I had made breakfast because my cousin stopped by. He was leaving town. And so I said, all right, I'm going to make you I'm going to send you off with a good breakfast on your stomach so you don't get on the road hungry. Wow, that's very black also. So I made this nigga a full breakfast. Grits, sausage, bacon, eggs, potatoes, all that. Pancakes. And so, you know, afterwards I finally sat down and ate. And something just brought me back. And I was crumbling up my sausage into my grits. And I tweeted it. I was like, you know, I really enjoyed my nostalgic moment today of crumbling my sausage up in my grits. And somebody tweeted me back and said, that is the most delightfully black thing I've read all day. And I was like, I love us. For real. That's it.
We'll see you all next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, we-